request follows. We need urgent medevac at coordinates. X-ray Tango 704234. Gunshot wounds, 2 liter and 2 ambulatory. Patients are U.S. Area is secure and will mark with smoke. When you're over the area, please contact Golden Arrow 16 on frequency 54.2. Golden Arrow 16 is at the location of the injury, and he can give you more on the tactical situation, Dustoff 24. Did you copy? Over.
Roger, this is Dustoff 24. I understand. 2 liter, 2 ambulatory, gunshot wound, U.S. secure area. You'll mark it with smoke. I'm to contact Golden Arrow 16 on 54.2 over the area. Would you say again, please, coordinates? Over.
Roger, this is Golden Arrow 12. I say again, coordinates, X-ray Tango 704234. You'll find us just north of Tanyuan, approximately 6 kilometers, and we'll be waiting, marking with smoke. Could you possibly give us an ETA on your arrival? Over.
This is Dustoff 24. Roger, understand coordinates, X-ray Tango 704234. Wait 1 on ETA. Over.
Roger, Golden Arrow 12, waiting out.
Golden Arrow 12, Golden Arrow 12, Dustoff 24, over.
Dustoff 24, this is Golden Arrow 12, go ahead.
Roger, this is Dustoff 24. I'm approximately 15K south of your area. Echo Tango Alpha 10.
Roger, Dustoff 24, this is Golden Arrow 12, understand 10, we'll be waiting. Out.
Golden Arrow 16, Golden Arrow 16, this is Dustoff 24, over.
Dustoff 24, this is Golden Arrow 16, good timing there. We've got the patients coming into the LZ now. How far out are you, over?
So this is Dustoff 24. We're about 2 minutes out. Go ahead and pop your smoke now. I'll try to pick it up. Also, could you give me your present tactical situation? Over.
Roger. This is Golden Arrow 16. We're popping smoke now. You should be able to see it in a minute. I don't hear or see you yet, but I imagine you'll be coming up from the south. We've had some sniper fire in the area, mostly from the north and the northwest. I recommend you approach or make your approach from the south. Also be cautious of high trees to the south, and would recommend you stay as low to those trees as possible due to the sniper fire. We'll give you what support we can when you come in, Dustoff. Over.
Dustoff 24, Roger. I have red and green smoke at this time. Identify, please.
Roger, this is Golden Arrow 16. We've got the green smoke out. I believe that red smoke is the jet strike to our north. Be advised that is not our area, and airstrikes presently going in there. Please use the green smoke to make your approach. Over.
That's Dustoff 24. Roger, have your green smoke. I'm on my way in now. Give me what help you can if I start drawing sniper fire.
Roger, this is Golden Arrow 16. We've got our people out. We've got you in sight now. Got you up there to the south of us, and we'll be waiting on your approach. All the patients are out here. Out.
16, this is 24. I'm drawing a little sniper fire off my right side at this time. See if you can lay some fire out here. I'll be in about 30 seconds.
Roger, 24, watch that approach again. We saw the tracer rounds as they came up to your location. If you come in about 30 degrees more from the south, I think you'd avoid that fire. And we've got some people concentrating fire in that area now. These patients really like to get out, so if you could make it in here, sure appreciate it. Over.
24, Roger, on my way in at this time. Your people are taking care of that fire real well. I'm on my way in now.
Real fine landing in there. We've got the patients coming out. There's two coming from the front of you there, Dustoff, and we've got one more patient in the tree line. If you could wait just a couple of minutes on him. Dustoff, 2-4, this is Golden Arrow 6. Like to have these patients taken to my clearing station about 3 kilometers to the southeast here, and so we can get them tagged before they go any further. You can help me out there, over.
It's just off 2-4, wait 1. Golden Arrow 6, just off 2-4.
This is Golden Arrow 6, go ahead.
It's just off 2-4, my medic advises me that two of your litter patients have real bad head wounds. I'm going to overfly your clearing and take them to the 24th of back where they have a neurosurgeon. Get a lot better help there.
This Golden Arrow 6, fine. Do whatever you think best. We want to take care of our boys there. It looks like you've got them all loaded aboard now. You'll be clear to take off, Dustoff. I recommend you depart the same direction you came in on. Over.
2-4, roger, on the go.
This Golden Arrow 1-6, thanks much for your help. Another fine job. Out.
All had been admitted to the hospital, so I called Dorothy Hellman on Friday evening to find out if she were seriously ill. I had heard them announcing over the radio that Jim Hellman was at Play Coo, and I wanted to ask her whereabouts he was. She said that he is at Dragon Mountain, I believe she said, but she also told me that her son-in-law, Tom Hayes, that was married to Roberta Hellman, is stationed at Camp Holloway. I understand that he is a military police. Of course, you may not have any opportunity to get to see him, but if you should happen to hear of the name Tom Hayes or know of a Tom Hayes, that's who it is. You told about where you were living. You said about hooches. The officers had had a nice hooch all fixed up. That is a new word. What I have known of hooch certainly wasn't any place in which to live. So you'll have to fill us in on what a hooch is. I take it must be some kind of a building, but you said on the inside you had put straw matting for the walls, and you put plastic over the window screens to keep the red dust out. Doesn't it also keep the air out, or do you have fans going inside to keep the air stirred up a bit? I can't quite imagine what it is like, all the dust now, and when you had mentioned it in the train that dust was bad for helicopters, I suppose it's also bad for helicopters where you are. This Holloway Army Airfield must be quite a large place, and I suppose quite a few airplanes are stationed there. We heard in the news yesterday or last night and this morning that the communists had done some damage at Anqi. I don't know how far it is from where you are, but it's another air base too, isn't it? They said there were some Chinook helicopters that were destroyed. If I remember the name correctly, Anqi, if that's the way you pronounce it, is the place where this Mr. Wolf, Sergeant Wolf, is stationed, and I have his son in school. I hadn't talked to Bonnie Miller for quite a long time, since, I think, Palm Sunday, perhaps. She called last night. I must have talked to her 30, 45 minutes. She just wanted to know about you, how you were, and what you were doing, and so forth. And she hadn't heard from Bill since Thursday. She said this is the longest since he has been over there that she hasn't heard. So, of course, she will be anxious to hear. Even though he is stationed in Saigon and isn't in actual combat or exposed to combat, he does have to take air trips out to the different outlying areas. When you said in your letter that the people go out to the small special forces camp out in the middle of nowhere and that they live with the local people and organize local defense groups, I understand that Bill takes trips out to such places. And of course, with him flying, he has, it's a little bit dangerous too. I saw her grandma at church this morning. She brought her grandma and dropped her off, but she was afraid to stay with little Billy. He had acted up the last time she was there, and she's afraid he'll bother other people, and he doesn't want to go to nursery. She had said that grandma would stay for Sunday school, but she decided in the meantime she wouldn't stay. But we talked a little bit that we'd be anxious for her to hear from Bill, since she is upset. She's working pretty hard going to school. She says it's awfully hard work, and she has to study pretty hard. She hopes for B's out of all her courses. Dr. Lee, history course that she's taking, is quite an instructor. I remember him. I remember a couple tests that I'd taken from him. I didn't know where he got half the material, because I certainly hadn't heard of it. But she is working pretty hard and had had good grades before, and of course wants to continue having her good grades. She doesn't know when she's going to get a chance to use this education she's getting, but in case she wants to use it, why, she'll have it. She says she doesn't know whether it'll be as much use to her as it is working towards it or not. You mentioned about getting your birthday package. I know it wasn't very much, and it wasn't really any hint, sending you the soap and the antiseptic powder, but we scarcely know what to send to you, and when Ethel was here with her Avon things, we saw this soap. And of course, since you are quite a coin collector, or had been a coin collector, we thought you might be interested in getting a cake of soap coins that you could either add to your collection, or you could make good use of it. It did smell pretty good, I thought. I think it had an Old Spice odor, and if you take showers, maybe it'll come in kind of handy. And the antiseptic powder, we just had gotten a couple extra boxes when it was on sale, and I know that sometimes you do need foot powder, and it's quite good for in your shoes. It's too bad the candy was melted. Didn't have any good friends around to stick it in the refrigerator this time, I guess. But if you could eat it, or if you could share with somebody else. And for pity's sake, Tom, if there is anything that you'd like to have. You didn't mention before that you needed anything for drinking purposes. I know the fellows had always said that the water was so poor over there, and so many people had sent this pre-sweetened Kool-Aid to fellows. If you need any of that, all you need to do is mix it with water. We'll be glad to send you some. And anything at all that you would like to have or that you need that we could send to you, we'd be glad to. We like to send boxes to you, but we kind of are at a loss to know what you need or what will be good to send to you. Kind of wondered when I started this tape. I'm here by myself just gabbing, and it seems like I'm not getting very much said. I didn't know how in the world I'd ever fill up this one whole side, and here a thing is about 5/9 gone, I guess, now, and I've just been gabbing away. Don't always say what I want to say. If I were talking to you on the telephone, or if you were sitting here talking to me, I guess I could think of lots to say, but then you'd be answering me and maybe asking me some questions, too. We're still interested in hearing about the new place where you are. When you send the tape back to us, you can fill us in on some of the details that you didn't write. You must have really written a lot of letters since you got to play coup, answering all the letters that piled up on you. Mrs. Robertson, I know, had gotten a letter from you, and you write such nice letters. I know it takes a long time to write them, and I know it gets kind of tiresome. I know Judy gets awfully tired writing letters. We haven't heard from her now for quite a while. Her mother gets kind of disturbed about not hearing from her, but we can call her if we don't hear for a long time and know that she's all right. And if she isn't all right, we'd probably hear quicker than when she is all right. But when you're so far away, even if you don't write long letters, if you just drop us a card every now and then so that we know you're all right. And two, if it goes too long that we don't hear from you each week, we can always call Judy, because we expect that she gets letters from you much oftener than we do. She'd better get letters from you lots oftener, because she's pretty far away from home and is kind of lonesome. Mrs. Robertson and Carol Louise were going to go babysitting, she said, for the Mary Lou's yesterday. And then she hasn't ever heard the tape that you sent home, and I thought perhaps she'd like to, but I knew they were going to be too busy this weekend. I didn't offer to take them. She said they were supposed to get company today, but she rather hoped they didn't come, because she wouldn't have time to do all the baking she needed to do for company to come when they were babysitting yesterday. And I think when they have company for a meal, she likes to fix lots of extra things. When you come to my house, if I know you're coming or if I don't know you're coming, I don't do very much fussing. You'll just take what you get. Be glad to have you come and share a sandwich and a bowl of soup with me like I had for lunch here by myself. That tape wheel is just going around and round and round, and first thing you know, it's all going to be finished up and I can turn it over on the other side. When Dad comes home this evening, we'll talk to you together a little while, fill you in on the details from the golf business. Nancy, I don't suppose we'll get a chance to say anything on this tape, and I'm not sure anybody else will unless I call them on the telephone and ask them to talk to you. I know it's